Monday, August 18th. Warning. This is going to be one of my longest diary entries ever. But that's because of the ridiculous amount of drama I've had to deal with in the past 24 hours. So hang on, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. Trevor had arranged for my bandmates and me to fly first class along with Victoria Steele. I couldn't wait to sit in those large, comfy seats while the flight attendants spoiled us with warm, freshly baked cookies and a cold glass of milk. Yum! But the most exciting thing about our trip was that Brandon and I had seats next to each other. Scoobie! The nonstop flight to Paris was going to be 7 hours and 15 minutes, which meant Brandon and I could talk forever. Thank goodness Mackenzie was seated in coach. I didn't have to worry about her sticking her bronzed and contoured little nose in my business. I was the last person in line to get my boarding pass and check my bags when I suddenly realized my passport wasn't in my purse. Yikes! How could I have misplaced my passport? I thought maybe I had stuck it in a jacket pocket, but it wasn't there either. I was so upset. I was about to burst into tears. Since our plane to Paris was boarding in less than an hour, Chloe and Zoe stayed behind to help me look for it, while Victoria and everyone else headed for security screening and our gate. "Don't worry, Nikki," Chloe said. "We'll find your passport." "Let's check inside your luggage. I'm sure it's in there somewhere," Zoe assured me.
OMG, I was always losing things.
You know, like my diary, party invites, an expensive stage costume, and now, my passport. We found a spot on the floor and zipped open my luggage. There was good news and bad news. The good news was that we found my passport. In my mad rush to pack, I'd stuck it in my luggage. The bad news was that I accidentally discovered a mysterious disaster of epic proportions.
Nikki, what is that?
OMG, how did Hans get in here? And where are my clothes? That's when I closed my eyes and screamed,
"Brianna, how could you do this to me?"
But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. "Hey, those scary-looking TSA officers were watching us." The last thing I wanted was to get arrested for disturbing the peace or having an extreme hissy fit in public and miss my flight to Paris. The only items in my suitcase were my pajamas, bunny slippers, toothbrush, and socks, along with Brianna's backpack and fake French teddy bear. I was so disgusted. I was going to be in Paris, the fashion capital of the world, for 12 days. But thanks to Brianna, the only outfit I had made me look like an adorably cute, sloppy chic, sleep-deprived clown. I called my parents and left a frantic message.
"Hi, this is Nikki, and it's an emergency. All the clothes I packed are missing from my luggage. I think Brianna might have taken them. Could you please find my clothes and bring them to me here at the airport ASAP? I'll be waiting at door 7. Thanks. Love you."
I was praying they got my message. But I'd overheard Brianna begging my parents to take her to see the new movie, Princess Sugarplum Saves Baby Unicorn Island, Part 11. So it was very possible my family was at the movie theater and my call went straight to voicemail. Chloe, Zoe, and I were anxiously waiting at door 7 for my parents to arrive with a life-saving emergency clothing delivery when we heard a shocking announcement over the PA system that shook us to our core. "Flight 9257 to Paris, France is now boarding at gate 18. Business and first-class passengers are invited to begin boarding at this time. Thank you." The three of us froze and gasped.
"OMG, our plane is boarding," I shrieked. Chloe and Zoe, you'd better get going.
Are you crazy?
Chloe blurted out. We're not going anywhere. What about your clothes?
Nikki, we're not leaving unless you come with us, Zoe exclaimed. We're staying together. My BFFs tried to argue with me, but I was not having it. My clothing emergency had to wait.
Sorry, but no way are you guys missing this flight to Paris. I still need to check my luggage, so I'll just meet you both at the gate. Now please go and hurry, I shouted.
Finally convinced, my BFFs gave me a reassuring hug and took off running. I slid the backpack over my shoulder, grabbed my luggage, and hurried back to the baggage check counter. Luckily, there wasn't a line at first class. The attendant stared at her watch.
Both you and your luggage are late, she said.
So you'll need to hurry if you want to catch that plane. Good luck. My next stop was security screening. But first, I desperately needed to ditch Hans and the Princess Sugarplum backpack. I refused to drag that dumb bear all the way to Paris. Brianna would just have to get over it. I rushed into the nearest restroom and waited impatiently until it was mostly empty. Then, as soon as an elderly woman closed her stall door, I stealthily completed my secret mission. I stuffed Hans and the Princess Sugarplum backpack into a trash can and took off running to try to catch my plane. Since we were flying to Paris on a humongous 747 jumbo jet, boarding could take quite a while. Chloe and Zoe had probably made it to the gate by now and were already aboard the plane. I was very confident I'd be joining my BFFs soon, until I heard another disturbing announcement. This is the final boarding call for passenger Nicole J. Maxwell for flight 9257 to Paris, France. Please proceed to gate 18 immediately. The doors of the aircraft will close in approximately 10 minutes. Again, this is the final boarding call for Nicole J. Maxwell. Thank you.
OMG, I was going to miss that plane. I had only 10 minutes. No, actually, 9 minutes to get through security and to gate 18. I didn't think my horrible situation could get any worse, but somehow it always does.
Excuse me, miss, but I think you accidentally left your cute teddy bear and backpack in the washroom.
I mustered a smile and said, It was very kind of you to return them to me. Thank you so much.
But as soon as she walked away, I scanned the area for a trash bin to toss my stuff. Again. I spotted one close by, but a burly TSA officer was standing near it. He didn't appear to be the sensitive type who could relate to a teen girl desperate to dispose of worthless junk her bratty little sister had secretly stashed in her luggage. So I quickly decided it would be prudent to hang on to everything, at least until I arrived in Paris. After I finally got through security, I ran all the way to gate 18. All passengers had boarded, and a woman was about to close the door to the jetway. When I told her my name, she took my boarding pass and escorted me to the plane. I could hardly believe I'd actually made it! Squee! OMG, I was so happy to see everyone again. But Victoria was obviously not very happy to see me.
Nikki, you're late. Have a seat in coach.
Mackenzie? Victoria, why don't you just fire Nikki and send her home?
My bandmates were just as confused as I was. They stared in shock and disbelief. Mackenzie, you actually think I should be fired and sent home just because I'm a little late? I got here before the plane left, I exclaimed.
No, you should be fired and sent home because that teddy bear of yours is so creepy that forcing us to look at it is cruel and unusual punishment, Mackenzie sneered.
Nikki, how do you even sleep at night with that thing?
It has the face of a Chucky doll and the body of a rotting muskrat.
For your information, it's not my bear. It's Brianna's, I shot back.
OMG, you stole your little sister's teddy bear? Girlfriend, you need serious help.
I didn't steal it. I found it. But it's a complicated story, Mackenzie.
If I had more time, I'd explain it with sock puppets and nursery rhymes so you'd understand, I muttered. Listen, you don't have to lie about your obsession with your teddy bear and Princess Sugar Plum backpack. I mean, you're carrying them around in broad daylight. To be honest, I think it would be adorable if you were still 4 years old, Mackenzie smirked.
Would all passengers please take your seat, fasten your seatbelts, and prepare for takeoff, a flight attendant announced over the PA system.
I guess that means you, Mackenzie said rudely as she waved goodbye. By the way, my seat is... Oops, I meant to say, your seat is 25D. Have fun in coach, hon. Toodles.
Mackenzie had just toodled me? I was so angry. I could just spit. And she was in my seat. But that wasn't even the worst part. She was sitting next to my crush, Brandon, while I was sitting next to...
Now be a good boy and let the nice young lady sit down, okay?
No!
A Tasmanian devil disguised as a 3-year-old spoiled brat.
OMG, that kid made Brianna look like Miss Manners.
My seat was so sticky and germy from his assortment of snacks, juices, and toys, I wanted to ask the flight attendant for a moist towelette, a can of Lysol, and a hazmat suit. And we hadn't even left the runway yet.
Ah!
That was me screaming in frustration. But I just did it inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. I'll be very lucky if I even survive this trip to Paris. So far, it was a total disaster. In just an hour, I'd lost 1, my first class seat. 2, my clothing I'd packed for this trip. 3, my self-esteem. 4, the respect of my creative director, Victoria. 5, my patience with Mackenzie. Just then, I got a text, and it was from Brandon. I'm really sorry we didn't get to sit together, but we're going to have the best time ever in Paris. I promise. TMB. OMG. I was not expecting that. I had a million butterflies fluttering around in my stomach. My cheeks felt flushed, and my palms were sticky. And it had nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that that bratty little kid had just dumped his entire sippy cup of juice over my head. I was finally on my way to Paris. It felt like I had been dreaming about this day forever. And Brandon actually wrote TMB, which means text me back.
Scooby!